What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are very happy to be joined by our next guest. We try not to bother him, but for the most important Royals game of the season, there was only one person I wanted to talk to today. He is the voice of the Royals, in my opinion. Ryan LaFever joins us on the show today. Ryan, we are so happy to have you on the show today.
Well, thanks, Carrington. Good to hear your voice, buddy.
Absolutely. Ryan, we have to ask you this. We ask every baseball person this. Tomorrow, if you and I go to the game and I buy you a hot dog, you can only put two things on your hot dog. What are you putting on there?
Well, there is no game tomorrow. Does that change the question? Is it a trick question?
No, it is.
Okay. I'm a mustard
Friday
and onions guy.
That's not bad. That's actually what I would pick.
Okay. There you go.
All right.
You and I can go find a park tomorrow and pretend there's a game and have our mustard and onion hot dogs.
Are you a peanuts or a sunflower seeds guy?
As a spectator, peanuts. But in college, I like to have a mouthful of sunflower seeds.
Right now, we're joined by one of the voices of the Kansas City Royals, Ryan LaFever, joining us on the show today. Ryan, I understand that baseball is about the next day and the grind, and it's a marathon and not a sprint. I don't know if you can have too much more of an important baseball game than what the Royals have today. This is the difference in being up four or up two with nine to go. Being up four with nine to go is going to be really, really difficult for the Tigers to make the postseason. Being up two with nine to go in a series against the White Sox, it makes things kind of nerve-wracking.
Yeah, and you know what? These guys all season long have been so consistent, and every time there's a bump in the road, and I'll admit, I don't know if anyone else feels this way, but there have been moments where I thought, man, is this the one that they're not going to be able to bounce back from? And there was just a seven-game losing streak against first place teams during that brutal stretch of games, and they bounce back from it. So I'm trying to do my best to say, you know, for 9/10 of the season, they found a way to bounce back and get the job done. Why can't they do it now in the final stretch?
And that's a really good point. I'm with you. Like, every kind of challenge that we've put in front of this team, they've overcome it. And I do think at times people are kind of waiting for that other shoe to drop, and it didn't. There's been times where you kind of thought that could happen. You mentioned the injury to Vinny Pasquantino, and they go on that losing streak. They have always got back on the right track. Today, you're going up against one of the best pitchers in the American League. What's your strategy? What are you trying to do when going up against someone as good as Skubal?
Well, the one thing I've noticed in the first two games of the Tigers is it feels like we're in one of those stretches where every guy that comes to the plate with good intentions wants to be the guy and get a big hit. And as a result, you know, there have been some ground ball double plays, there have been some pop-ups, there have been some routine fly balls. And this is a team that has occasional power, not a lot of power, and they're at their best when they're hitting line drives all over the field, putting pressure on the pitchers. And it just feels like in the last two games that some guys have been, as HUD would put it, trying to get big, muscling up, going for the extra base hit, going for the home run, and just trying to be the guy that takes the pressure off of everybody else. I don't think you can do that against Tarek Skubal. This guy looks like he's going to win the Cy Young. The Royals have done pretty well against him this year by doing what I just described. So the first sign I would like to see today, are they back to a line drive approach, or are there going to be guys saying to themselves, and again, I say this, it's not selfish, it's good intentions, but I'm going to be the guy and I'm going to get the big hit right here, right now.
Right now, we're talking to one of the voices of the Kansas City Royals, Ryan LaFever. Ryan, how do you think they've done in trying to kind of cobble together the production that they lost with Vinny Pasquantino? If this happens prior to the trade deadline, maybe the Royals go out and make a move, but when it happened, you kind of have to piece things. I give JJ and his staff a lot of credit for when this happened, they went out and they made a couple of different moves, and Tommy Pham has been a really good addition to this team. Paul DeJong has been a really good addition to this team. There was never going to be an obvious answer in how you replace that production, but for the most part, I think they've done a really good job with the resources that they have.
Yeah, and I haven't looked at every team closely, Carrington, but I don't know how JJ isn't the executive of the year. I mean, every move, just about every move he's made has had an impact. And I don't know how much, and maybe I'll ask him this on Sunday if I can remember. I don't know how much of JJ going out and getting Grossman and Pham and Gurriel had to do with pure production and how much of it had to do psychologically to just bring in some calming influences, guys who have won in the past, guys who are just going to come in and stick to their routines, not be overwhelmed by the situation, and just have a calming effect on the roster. Now, clearly, he brought them in to help them win games, and I think each guy has had a hand in helping win a game. But in talking to Matt Quatrero and talking to JJ about those guys, the fact that they've won before, the fact that they've been around, the fact that they're not going to be vibrating, as we like to say, in a situation like this, I think had as much to do with bringing them in as it did trying to fill the hole left behind by Vinny's.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And, of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ryan, I've asked a couple of different Royals people this. We haven't had a chance to ask you this question. It's related to today, but maybe a little bit more looking ahead to this team making the postseason. Let's say that it is 5-4 in game one of the wild card series and the Royals are up heading into the seventh inning. So they got to hold on for 9 outs. How would you handle the seventh? How would you handle the eighth? How would you handle the ninth inning?
Well, it's nice to know that Lucas Ursic can go 2 innings. And, from there, I think it just – this is probably not the answer that you want, but I think the way that Matt Quatrero has been using the bullpen this year, it's just going to depend on the matchups. And it's interesting how the game has shifted over the past few years. Unless you have a clear-cut, bona fide closer, teams have been bringing in their closer sometimes in this – or maybe their best reliever in the seventh and the eighth inning because – you bring them in to get the most difficult outs. And at the top of the order's coming up, the middle of the order's up. You may not get the save when the game's over, but for all intents and purposes, that was the save. So I think he's just going to stick with the matchups, although, it's hard to stay away from someone like John Schreiber, who's been so consistent for the Royals all year, and he's played in some important games down the stretch. And another thing, too, to remember about the playoffs, and when we went playoffs in 14, Carrington, I had never broadcasted a single playoff game in my life. And I really didn't pay close attention to the playoffs. Honestly, when our season was over, 162 games was enough. I would check the scores and I might watch the highlights because I would want to know what happened. But right away in the playoffs, I realized, oh yeah, if your starter doesn't have it, he's coming out like now. And so those 2 years. But with all the days off in between those series, for more times than not, your bullpen is rested. There's rarely a playoff game where your bullpen is really taxed. So I think you find the innings that are most challenging. You put Urseg in there, and then I think John Schreiber, and I'm still very intrigued by Chris Bubich and Daniel Lynch.
Ryan, we all don't have a lot of experience with this. You mentioned the postseason, and it was new to me. It was new to everybody in 2014. Do you find yourself kind of scoreboard watching and keeping up with the standings, or are you just so glued into what the Royals are doing and just they have to take care of their own business?
Oh, no. I'm just a fan with a microphone. Believe me, I'm looking at that scoreboard the entire game. And it's interesting to the varying motivations. You know, there on one hand it's, hey, how's the team doing ahead of us so we can gain some ground? Hey, how's the team behind us? You know, we're not supposed to worry about the team behind us. We're supposed to be focusing on the team in front of us, you know, to gain ground in the wild card and gain ground in the division. But I've been paying a lot of attention to Minnesota. They're the team behind us. And so I try not to say it too much on the air, but when we get toward the end of the game, and depending on what the situation is, I might throw in there what Baltimore has done, what Cleveland's done, what Minnesota's done. And, you know, when Minnesota's game ended in Cleveland last night, they were watching our game, and I was getting text messages after our game was over because we were the team in front of Minnesota, and the team we were playing was behind Minnesota. So I'm caught up in all the scoreboard watching like everybody else.
Ryan, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself here because you got to take care of your own business and who knows how things will shake out. I feel really confident in the Royals' chances against Baltimore. Like if you could just, like right now, I could press a button and I could guarantee who the Royals play in the postseason. I think the Royals win a 3-game series against the Orioles. I think it's going to be really tough against the Yankees or the Astros, just given the talent and how good the Astros have been over the last 7-8 postseasons. But Baltimore kind of fizzled out last year in the postseason. They have not had a great second half to the year. I feel confident about the Royals' chances against Baltimore if that's the series that we get.
Well, Denny has a theory, and I've seen it played out many times. And his theory is if a team takes a huge step forward 1 year, which Baltimore did last year, they take a huge step forward 1 year, more times than not, many more times than not, the next year they're going to backslide. It's not going to come as easy as it was. They're not going to play as free and easy because, you know, there's a lot more on the line now. They have a lot more to lose. It's their division to lose now, and all eyes are on them. And so I think Baltimore's probably going through that right now. That first round is so much different from the first round in 14 and 15. In that, you know, when the Royals won game one in Anaheim, we knew we were going to be going to Kansas City at some point. And so when you're the home team and you lose game one, there's a tremendous amount of pressure because if you lose game two, now you're, you know, really behind the eight balls. The Angels were, and we ended up sweeping them that 3-game series. This one's different because no matter what happens in game one, we stay wherever we are. I mean, if we're not hosting and you say Baltimore, you know, we win game one. Yeah, there's some momentum. You only have to win one more. But games two and three are also going to be in Baltimore. So different feel than the early rounds in 14.
Last question here for Ryan LaFever, one of the voices of the Kansas City Royals. You and I haven't had a chance to talk since Bobby Witt Jr. has really turned into one of the young superstars in baseball. You got a chance to see basically all of the greats over the last 20 years. Where do you think Witt kind of fits into that conversation? And I'm also curious, like, when you knew, you know, just doing this, we've had a lot of conversations about Patrick Mahomes, and people kind of came to the conclusion at different points of, hey, the Chiefs might have a franchise quarterback. Wait, he's even better than that. He might be one of the best quarterbacks we've ever seen. When did you realize that Witt had a chance to be a true superstar?
Well, right away in his first series against Cleveland, and he had the game-winning hit. His first big league hit was an RBI double late in the game, and they won. And then I believe in the next game, he was still playing at third because Mondesi was at short. And he made that play at third base, and he was falling down, and he threw the ball to home plate. Salvi made a great pick to get the last out at home plate, and then the Royals ended up walking off that game. I mean, there was two games right off the bat that he where he performed when the team really needed him to. And then I think, you know, the grand slam against the walk-off grand slam against Minnesota last year was a moment that we'll all forget. We'll never forget. And I think that was the Bobby Witt Jr. game, as we joke behind the scenes on the TV broadcast, you know, whether we're joking or we're being serious about a big moment. There's the so-and-so game. But what I've noticed about him, and I can't really use one example, but just his ability to adapt and adjust. And for the first year and a half, Carrington, I was as impressed with his numbers then as I am now, because he swung at everything early in the count for the first year and a half. So everything that he accomplished, he did after falling behind 0-1 or 1-2 in almost every at-bat. And I remember saying on the air, it just seems like in every at-bat, he swings at one pitch he shouldn't swing at. And then somewhere in June of last year, he stopped swinging at pitches. He started taking the ball to right field. And so what that showed me is that he's a player that's supremely gifted. He has a flair for the big moment, but he can adapt and he can adjust inside of a season. And there have been many, many, many young players who have been called up to the big leagues, and they do something really exciting the first year, maybe into the second year. But they are who they are. The league figures them out, and the next thing you know, they just kind of fade away. And 10 years later, we say, hey, remember that guy? But Bobby just continues to adjust and adapt and get better in every phase of the game. That's what shows me that the league is never going to be able to get ahead of him.
One thing that Denny Matthews has taught me, and he's taught me a bunch, and I'm sure he's taught you 10 times what he's taught me in our conversations over the year, is that the great ones adjust to the adjusting. And you can just see it with Bobby Witt. You know, there are some guys that are just baseball phenoms that you just see it at a very young age. Bryce Harper was that way. Mike Trout was that way. Ken Griffey Jr. I mean, I think you have to consider Bobby Witt a baseball phenom, just given his age, his talent, and there's still probably another one or two levels that he can go to.
No doubt. No doubt. And behind it all is how badly he wants to win. And most guys, if they're smart, they say that. But I asked him about a month ago when he's starting to achieve all these big numbers and he's just running away with batting average and hits and runs. And I had a moment with him at batting practice. And I said, what number are you most proud of? And he said, games played. He said, being able to play every single day and be consistent. That's what's important to me. And that's what winners say. Other players are fixated on one number, and that's all they think about. And if it's the right number, they can help a team win. But really good players, that all they think about is, I just want to play every day, and I just want to be dependable. I want my manager to know that if he puts me in a lineup, that he can depend on me to do A, B, and C every game. That's most important to me. And that was his answer.
That was Ryan LaFever joining us on the show today. Ryan LaFever is one of the voices of the Royals. Ryan, you know the immense amount of respect that I have for you. Really happy that we could have you on the show today. We try not to bother you too much, but today's game is way too important to not give you a call.
Well, I don't know if I deserve it, Carrington, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.